This is the closing market report on a Friday afternoon. Jim Angel is on the phone line from the Prairie Research Institute at the Illinois State Water Survey. He's state climatologist. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather that came through, how much rainfall it dropped across the state of Illinois, and if there was anybody that didn't get it.
Yeah, I've got an inch of rain at my house, and I really didn't need it, but I got it anyway. So that's kind of been the story. You know, we've got quite a bit of rain across the state out of the system, and I don't think anybody really needs it at this point. And in fact, I was looking at some of the longer-term totals the last 30 days across Illinois, and gosh, there's some areas that are up to 10 to 12 inches of rain in the last 30 days, especially in western Illinois. And kind of an area just to the south of us has also been very wet. So it's pretty incredible and a big change from what we saw last year.
Yeah, I think I saw a tweet from Mr. Bennett, who's on our Thursday afternoon cash grain segment, that he had 11 inches there where he is in Windsor, Illinois. So there's been a lot of rainfall, keeps people out of the field. And he also happened to mention that over the next 6 to 10 day forecast, near term at least, there was no more than a 50% shot of rainfall in his area, and that was the first time I think he'd said he'd seen that for a long time.
That's right. If you look at, for us here in central Illinois, we have several days ahead of us that things look a lot better. There is a chance of rain this afternoon and tonight, and then a little bit on Thursday, about a 30% chance on Thursday. But then we've got a long stretch on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday where things look pretty clear. The next chance is Wednesday night or Thursday at this point, and it's a little hard to tell how much rain we're going to get out from that system, but it does look a little better. At least the temperatures are supposed to be up in the 80s, especially Monday and Tuesday, and even Wednesday. So I think that gives a better chance of drying out at this stage.
Yeah, a little wind coming along with that, too, to help things along.
Yeah, and lots of sunshine, too. You know, we're going to be dominated by high pressure over the next several days, so that's good news for drying out conditions, both the clear skies and warm temperatures.
And then when you get past that into the second set, or second week from this time around, what do you see?
Yeah, if you look out farther out, like the 8 to 14-day forecast right now, they've still got pretty much the eastern half of Illinois as being in what they call increased chance of below normal temperatures. They have the northern part of the state an increased chance of above normal precipitation. So it's still kind of it's not real clear how things will play out, I think. But we're not out of the woods yet as far as the rainy weather goes.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is with the Illinois State Water Survey, joins us here on the closing market report for this Friday afternoon. We'll record Commodity Week a bit early. Should be posted by about 4:30 USA Central Time to willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason. Have a great afternoon.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647. Or on the internet at batescom.net.